Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great big vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. No, this is Cindy Freeman, your host of Purpose Talk Radio. And today is Friday, December 27th, and it is still 2019, and soon enough, we will be turning to 2020, 2020 vision, 2020 promises, 2020 prosperity and positivity. That's what I'm looking forward to. So we're looking at seizing the decade. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. So the song you heard is called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on that is Jillian Clark, and the writers, Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. Man, that song was written almost a decade ago. Whew. Interesting thing to think about. And where we all were a decade ago, and where we've been since then, and all those kinds of things. Purpose Talk Radio hasn't quite been around for a decade, but it's been around for a good part of it. It's a good chunk of change in the years. You know, we've done several years of the shows. What do we got? Five, six, half of it. And, you know, we've had some intermittent shows this past year to follow through with things. And that's okay. We are seeing what the future holds and what we need to be looking at coming up here. So what I would like to talk to you about is how to be a part of this show this year and right now and for today, because we are going to be It's much more fun if you are a part of it, you know? And if you, like, and I wipe out of my thoughts. And, you know, you can be a part of it if you are listening live, if you're archiving, if you're sharing, and if you're commenting, if you're making some phone calls in, any of that's possible. And how do you do that? Well, there's a couple of things. One is there is a chat room connected to this show, which is part of Blog Talk Radio. And what we do with that is in there, in that chat room, you can put your comments and your feedback and all that kind of fun stuff during the show only. And we will hopefully see that and be able to share it with you. However, when the both if you come on the show late and or if you come, you know, are listening to the archive, that chat room will not be available for you. You won't see any of that. So the other way that we can do that, or that we'd like you to participate, is over at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And in that that group, if you're on Facebook, you can then put comments in the show post that's over there with the correct date. Now, you can do that with any of our archive shows as you listen to them and put your comments, feedbacks, and, you know, we might be able to carry a conversation on over there. That's exactly what it's for. If you'd like to, the other thing you can do is call or Skype in. The phone number is 347-205-9074. 347-205-9074. And we'd love to have you share some of your thoughts about the past decade and the upcoming decade and what you're going to do, which we'll be talking about in a little bit. So let's see, what else would we like to tell you about? Oh, if you do call in, though, or if you Skype in, and that Skype connection is right on the Blog Talk Radio show page. If you have created an account on Blog Talk Radio, that's the best way to do that. Please press the number 1 when you call in so that we can make sure that you are able to, so that I know you're there, just plain and simple, so that I know you're there. And that you are a part of, you can be a part of the discussions and all that that goes on. And having said that, okay, so we are looking at a past decade and a new decade. And what I'd like to do in the end is take you through a bit of a guided meditation to be a part of the conversation with others and your thoughts. But first we'd like to include some of the other things that are going on in the world or in the discussion here so that you might have a starting point as to what you're going to do. So we've done 18 shows this year. This is the 18th one. The goal would be to have a few more people on next year as we look at our outline. You can be a part of that if you'd like by sending me an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com. Now, the interesting thing is we just renewed that domain name again, even though, you know, we may or may not keep it in the coming things we've talked about. You've heard me say I'm going to change this to a more positive type name, perhaps. So right now we're Purpose Talk Radio and Positive Talk Radio as we go into the upcoming year. But you can send that email to Cindy, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. Let me know who you might want to hear from or about. If you have contact information for them, that would be much preferred. If you yourself would like to be a part of the show, hey, that's great too. I'd love to have you. So what does that entail, being a guest, when I don't have just a topic here? You know, if you have something that you're doing, if you have a positive thing that you're doing, if you are living your purpose, whatever that might mean, I would love to have you come on and we'll have a conversation. That's it. You know, how did you get there? What did it take to get there? What were some of the pitfalls that you overcame? What were some of the things that you'd like to share with other people? You know, if you'd like to advertise on the show, we have an outlet for that as well. Okay. Now, I think that's all of the promotional type things. As I was waiting for a few people to get online and get to the part of the show, and because it did get posted a little bit late due to some adjustments in the time zones, and that's all I'll say publicly on that right now. So here we go. So we're looking at a new decade. We're looking at some past things that have happened. We're looking at some opportunities that you know, I don't think existed in the past. You know, if we look back at, was it the last decade? You know, we looked at some things that came about for Y2K. That was a turn of a decade that, you know, freaked people out. You know, they were all afraid of what would happen to the crash of the stock market, the crash of life, the crash of computers, mainly crash of computers. You know, and that was, you know, it sent the world into a tizzy, you know, where everybody thought, oh no, we have to set up a computer a certain way, we have to do this, we have to do that, or we won't have our information anymore. You know, that was one of those things that people thought, what are we possibly going to do? And what happens if our information goes down? Well, I haven't heard any of those kinds of predictions coming in here. You know, but there have been some other things. You know, we've talked, I've heard some information talking about flying cars. And we know that the drive themselves cars are just around the corner. We've already got some of them out there. And it's looking at you know, how much further will that take us, you know, into the new technology and what do we have here? There's a really good possibility that, you know, people are going to look a little bit more at their health. The decade of those born into this past decade, you know, those folks are getting to be teenagers and growing up, and they are looking more at, you know, plant health and, you know, how do they keep some of the, you know, keep more fit. And yet at the same time, we are going into, there's other generations that they are the most obese that we have ever had in the history of life. You know, so there is that dichotomy that's going on as we go into the new decade. The UN has declared that 2020 is the International Plant Health. And in that, we just finished we're finishing off a decade on biodiversity and recognizing and promoting health ecosystems as a key of sustainable development. And that's the UN, that's across the world. That's one of the things we are looking at now, and what does that really mean as we go forward? There are a lot of tech, as I started off, there's a lot of tech predictions as well as with our health. You know, I don't know how I'd feel about a flying car. Would be nice. I think we could have a lot of air traffic control issues, though. Yeah, I think we already have that, you know, as our airlines and airports get a little more congested, as more people are traveling and finding ways to get from point A to point B faster than they ever have. Those flying cars might be a possibility, but then we all, and it'll take some of the congestion off the freeways, but I'm not sure about what it's going to do to the airwaves. That could be an interesting thing to look at coming up in this next decade. Um, I know personally for me, it's going to mean graduation. It's going to mean a new way of thinking about some things and how I help other people in the world. And what I'm going to do to make that a better, make the world in general a better place. I'm hoping that somewhere, somehow, people will be a little more conscientious of the economy, the environment, I didn't mean the economy, the environment. And I think that's part of what the UN is trying to look at as well with the International of Plant Health. In that we, find things that are more sustainable for us, for our food, for our clothing, for our homes, and all of that that's a part of it. And just overall being able to use some of that plant life and at the same time make it sustain us going into much more of a protection of our plants as well. The UN did that back in 2018. It's kind of strange that, you feel like probably in 2018, if you heard that, I thought, oh my gosh, the new year is so far away. Why are they dealing with that now? Well, that would be called planning. And I think it's something that we need to do in the as we go into the new year, as we look at things. So I'm going to go back to the UN thing again a little bit here. Basically this year of plant health, like I said, we're looking at a little more plant diversity, solving those issues of hunger and poverty and threats to the environment and what can be done. We are finding that parts of our countries are eroding into the waterways. We are finding this global warming issue that is turning the weather around in some crazy ways. And I know some people believe it, some don't. Some understand it, and it's to be expected because we've been on this world and this earth so many years, and we've used, abused, whichever way you want to look at it, the things that are around us. When you use things, they wear out. We know that about our bodies. We know that about the environment. We know that about, all of our products and things that we have, our cars, our homes, our, you purchase any kind of thing, the equipment that you might have as you made the holiday cookies or cakes. Those things wear out eventually as they get used. And that's a lot of what's happening to our environment right now. And we have to find ways of making it better. We look at the GMOs and trying to make plants bigger, better, for people to purchase them. And instead what the UN's looking at is, how can we not necessarily grow that stuff bigger and better, but make it more healthy for people and for the environment in general. So then we get to look at, one of the other parts of this, and I had a friend remind me about this, that, as we go into this new decade, we're also looking at the 100th anniversary of woman suffrage. And the honoring of that, and how does the how have women changed and their power and strength and all of that that's connected to being female mean going into this new decade? And excuse me, and you know, what can we think about in doing that? We look at how far women have come. We look at how far various races, various nationalities have come as well. And what do we do with that? And how do we connect all of that? You know, women are moving more into politics. They're moving more into entrepreneurship. They're moving more into being writers, being authors. You look at, we look at the upcoming political election. You know, 10 years ago, I don't believe, I'd have to really look at it again. I was old enough to know it. You know, 10 years ago, we didn't have women on the presidential campaign trail. That was not what was going on. Now, not only do we have them, we know we had a few in the Senate and the House and the, you know, but we didn't have them going as the president. We had a couple of representatives. You might have had some local presidents or common council chairs or any of that. You might have had some, a few women there leading the pack, but now they're on the political trail and now they're campaigning to be president. During the decade, last decade, I know we did have the opportunity for a female to be a vice president, and that did not happen, as we know. But it was an opportunity and a possibility. And so now we look at, you know, is it possible for a woman to be a president? Oh, I stand corrected. We're back a couple of decades. Thank you. See, this is why I have chat rooms and conversations so people can remind me. Boy, that's back in 1984 already? No, actually, didn't she run for president? I'm sitting here questioning my sources here. As we look at that, I may be very well corrected. Okay. Anyway, so, you know, and there's also some discussion about whether, you know, 2020 or 2021 is the official start of the decade. No, folks, it's 2020. You know, goes from 2020 to 2029 that we'll be looking at. Well, now, wait a minute. There is some other argument here. I'm not going to get into that. As far as I'm concerned, it's the start of a new decade. You know, we're also going to go into a leap year. Of course, we do that every 4 years, but it's going to be, there's lots of fun stuff that is looking to happen as part of things. So what are you going to do in this new decade? Who are you going to be? What is going to happen in all of the, as you look at things? Are you going to be a leader? Are you going to be someone that is going to be able to guide the world a little bit more Are you going to be able to be yourself? That's what I think is the most important, is, you know, what can you do with, oh, I'm sorry, I totally forgot, of course, that we did have a female candidate last year. Hello! We did have it in the past decade. I was just, my brain just did not clinch there. Okay. Forget all this. I'm babbling on, and we'll pick a new topic to go into. Because otherwise we're just going to ramble on here and not get anywhere with the next topic. So, okay. So it seems, too, you know, we've gotten into an understanding. We've had a little bit, I think, of a religious, spiritual, not a religious, change around the globe as well. And a little more understanding in some cases, and a little less understanding in other cases. It seems like some of the mainline religions have come to a different stance on things so that they are being a little more open to topics they may not have in the past decades. There seems to be a little more discussion about, even yet this past weekend as I attended a Christmas service this past week at a mainline religious community. They prayed for, you know, more understanding between the religions, more peace, more acceptance. I thought that was pretty cool because I guarantee 10, 20 years ago, that was not happening. It was, we are the religion and this is how it's going to be and this is where we are. And that's becoming a little less in our face as far as I've seen. And hopefully it will continue to move in the direction of understanding and get rid of some of the oppression that's going on with some folks. You know, whether, for instance, in the United States, whether we are, you know, one nation under God, whether that's going to be modified at all, whether that's going to be, you know, we do have folks that do not believe in a God of any kind. And, you know, and their opinion does count. It seems like for a while though that was being the main discussion, and they were the ones that were a little more superior in getting things changed in their direction. You know, Christmas trees, specific decorations, things associated with the holidays that I had discussed last week. We're not allowed at town halls and things like that, and libraries and public areas, because some of those that were not believing in a God were able to change those laws. Now we seem to have at least some kind of decorations over this time of year, even if it's snowflakes or moon crescents and things like that, that are able to be shared. You know, and I understand that, again, that acceptance and understanding of what might be happening and how it's going to be done. So, you know, we also will be, I think it's a time of a little more independence, I guess, for people. in that they are, people are being more and more busy than ever before. And I don't know how that's going to affect, you know, activities in, you know, sporting events and movie theaters and all that kind of thing. But what do we do, and how are we going to, you know, find time for ourselves? How are we going to use that self-care, and what goes with that? So I know we look at, you know, again, how, what is the decade versus what is the, you know, the start of millenniums and things. You know, the, our calendar did start, the Christian calendar that currently exists did start in the year 1 AD, you know. So I think that's a lot of why people think that really, you know, the and then the century, 2001-3, and that's where, you know, again, that Y2K stuff came in and, you know, what would happen and all that in the year 2000, 2001. So it's up to you, you know, whether you want to celebrate the start of the decade now or next year. It's totally up to you. Okay, I'm celebrating it now. I'm just scrolling through some things that were, again, sent to me here on how I'm looking at that. You know, and how people are comparing it. And it does make a lot of sense, you know. Looking at elevators and flights and things like that. You know, if we look at the one being the first floor of things and going up 10 flights, the next one's going to be on the zero. Okay, then we'll, you know, if they want to look at, if we want to look at that as being the last year of the, either way, I think it's very significant. Okay, so we're off in a different world and such. So, okay. So here are some of the things that, you know, just for kicks and grins of what's looking at, looked at for this upcoming year for the past. You know, I think each decade people look at, you know, some of our space travel and what's going to happen with it. You know, are we going to be able to reach Mars, for instance, as actual space travel versus just the going to the moon? I think we need to look at the age that people are going to live. There are so many people now living past the age of 100. I know Social Security, at least in the United States, where we have it, has changed the years of retirement. And it's probably going to continue along the way over the next decade, where retirement ages are a little longer and a little later. You know, we'll, you know, we can put computers on our wrists now. We can put monitors on walls. We can flash something off, and, you know, some computers are getting tinier and tinier. You know, in a pen, you can put a drone up in the world, up in the sky, and take the pictures of all kinds of things now. And, you know, be careful when you go outside because you don't know if there's going to be things taking a picture from above your head. and how that's going to affect you. You know, these computers are tracking everything you do, plain and simple. And, you know, that's not the worst thing, I don't think. There's a lot of people that are freaked out by it. But I don't, you know, on the one level, don't do anything that's going to get you in trouble. You know? So that, you know, if they track you, they track you. You know? Do I want everybody to know exactly what I'm, how I'm voting and how I'm doing things? No, that's that much I'll do behind the screen. You know, hopefully we don't go to fingerprint identification with all of what's going on with, you know, elections and things. But who knows? That I, maybe I'm going to put that out there as a prediction for the next decade. That, you know, there might be some other different kind of identification going into elections. So there's not the fraud and misidentification of people. And, you know, are they voting more than once? And things like that. And what does that really mean? You know, we can look at some of what has gone on in the past and learn from it. That's always the case, I guess. You know, I know I have lots of friends that do different things at the end of the year. And I'd like to encourage that, you know, to some extent, you do look at the end of the year as a time of renewal and review and take into account the past decade as well. And not as something to beat yourself up. Not as something that is going to make life harder for you, but instead as something that will invigorate you going into the new decade. I think also some of what's going to happen is there's going to be more things like these that are podcasts versus radio and television issues. If people reach out to talk about what is concerning them, and, you know, and how I think it's going to be more on a positive level as well. I really do. I think there's been a lot that of the negativity that has come out over the past years. And I think instead what's going to happen is people are going to, and they already have, you know, we started positive news media 5 or 6 years ago at this point. And since then, there has been a lot more positivity and more positive news being searched for. It's actually one of the main keywords that shows up under self-care and shows up under just a general search when people are looking to get rid of some of the emotional down stuff they've got. You know, in my field in counseling, there have been more mental health illnesses identified as separate things instead of just, you know, where's the difference between just being blue for a short time and where is the depression? Because people don't know how to speak and don't take the time to communicate with each other, you know. And I'd like to be part of the process that changes that in this upcoming decade. You know, let people speak and deal with their emotions and feel those emotions and get to just being who they are, so that there is not this dramatic need for mental health. And I think it's going to get, it would be great if people could talk to each other as families, as friends, and not need the mental health system. But I think instead, because people are so busy, the extension of that is going to, the growth of mental health is going to continue into the next decade, unfortunately. So if you want to be a part of this, 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. And you can talk about what you expect coming into the new decade and what your thoughts are about what was going past, the past decade. And, you know, in a few minutes, I think we're going to go into a guided meditation as we look at what's up. So how do people go from, you know, one timeline, time space, into another? I'll go into that aspect for right now. If I don't see anybody calling in or coming into the studio immediately. I've seen a lot of things, and I've talked about a few of them over the years. One is vision boards. You know, what do you want in this upcoming decade? What do you want in this upcoming space and time for yourself, for your family, for the world around you? You know, some people take just a blank piece of paper and they'll draw, or they'll cut out pictures from other things or text documents and things and attach them to that paper to indicate what they want. What are their dreams? What are their goals? So instead of just for the 1 year, I invite you to do that for the decade. Look a little further than maybe you have before. Follow some of those dreams and see where they actually lead you, instead of keeping them tucked away until they kind of get sour and stale and you forget about them. And then you have to start all over and go, where was I on that? You know, say you want to have a house sometime over the next decade. You know, you're probably not going to have that happen unless you've already got money set aside for it. It's probably not going to happen in just a year. But in a decade's time, you can definitely find yourself having that opportunity. It's kind of one that I got to look at myself, you know. After graduation, I may or may not stay in the Midwest. And I'm starting to look at what does that mean for me. I can't just say, oh, after graduation, well, I'm just going to maybe just move and not plan for it. Because that would be foolish. You know, I'll probably, if I did something like that, if anybody did, you know, it could be a financial ruin. It could be, you know, you got to plan for jobs, you got to plan for new houses, and all that kind of thing. So let's look at some of the things that the last decade that they looked at. You know, they thought there'd be jetpacks and nuclear energy and Mars and all that going on. You know, submarines going down deeper than they've ever been before. You know, and we've had some of that. We supposedly found parts of the ruins of the Titanic. You know, whether that's true or not, you know, we'll find out some more research. You know, if and where would we be on on the planets and what, you know, if you look in the sky, we're able to see more of the planets this past year than we've seen in quite some time. Now, is it because Earth is rotating differently and the planets are rotating differently? Some people have said that. Again, some of this global warming, I'm not convinced of that. I'm convinced that it's just all lining up so that we can see those planets with the naked eye. In a decade, is planet Earth going to even be where we're living? You know, will we live on Mars or the Moon and learn to adjust our breathing and adjust the air there? Who knows? Who knows? You know, we have George Orwell's 1984. When that book was written, there were a lot of predictions, and people made lots of predictions in their life. And some of those things still have not come to pass. And some of them happened in the past decade. We look at, again, the health, going back on the health issues. You know, there's a lot more ways that health can be monitored. You know, there are people that carry their drug list and their health records with them under their skin. It just needs to be scanned now. You know, I sometimes wonder if those records are more accurate than the ones that have been in a piece of paper. You know, is it really going to be my report that's going to be planted into me? Or is there a potential of it being somebody else's? I think that kind of stuff is going to become more prevalent because people are asking about their own health. They're wanting to be sure that what they put in their body is what they need, not just what someone says they should have. What does the body actually need to survive and thrive? All right. So some of the other things that people do, you know, they write down some of the dreams that, you know, they still have going into the future. This is like a journaling kind of format. And, you know, what I'd like to see happen? What do I plan to see happen in the upcoming decade, in the upcoming year, even? You have to dream a little more than maybe you have in the past. See where life can actually take you. You know, I like to find some object, a flower, something live, usually. Even a blade of grass, leaves. As I do this kind of project, and look at that periodically, because it somehow seems to have me focus a little more on my project, and I don't know why. I just offer that as a suggestion to you. As an opportunity, you know, we've had 3D printers for a while. You know, you can draw something on a computer and create a 3D image for yourself of what you might want to accomplish in the next decade. And, you know, you print that out on one of these 3D printers and you will have a very visual aspect of what you're looking at. Let's see, the other, you know, my spiritual community does a burning bowl in that we look at what do we want to get rid of from the past years? What do we want to no longer focus on? What no longer suits me? What's no longer something I really want to have around? And also, what would I like to replace it with? Sometimes it would be nice if we could not replace it with anything and instead leave that time for relationships and growth and learning. And in doing that, you know, we do the burning bowl, then we write down some of our dreams and our goals, just a one sentence of what's next. And have that around, again, is a positive piece of it. So, okay, let's take this into a little bit of a guided journey. And let's see what kinds of ideas you can come up with for yourself for this next decade. Because I'm giving you a lot of ideas. And, you know, my ideas might help you. And yet they might not be anything like what you're looking at. So we're going to go for a little walk. And we're going to help you find those things that you might need coming into the next decade. So wherever you are, if you find yourself a nice, comfortable place, you know, where you can close your eyes if you'd like, or at least don't have any distractions, don't have anything on your lap, and just sit for a moment, taking in the sounds of the things around you. Try to do some even breathing without falling asleep. You know, take a breath in. A couple of deep breaths in and out. And see if you can come up with a picture of what describes the past decade for you. As you do that, think of yourself either taking a picture that resembles that, drawing the picture, and having it in front of you. Or just writing a couple of sentences that describes that. You know, whether it's for your family, your education, or your words, your
You know, think of your homes, your cars, your the like, whatever you'd like to accomplish in the next decade. And take, again, a couple of breaths in and out very gently and very deeply at the same time. Now, as you have that past decade there, I want you to fold it up. And notice that some of the pencil or pen or ink or paint, whatever you used to create that image for yourself, that for the most part it stays on the paper, but you get a little bit of that coloring on your hands. I want you to rub your hands together with that coloring. And I want you to notice what the heat, the friction of your hands does to it. Some of you may find that it clears it away completely, makes it disintegrate. Whereas others may find that it soaks into your skin. And others may find out that it turns to its own pieces. And then I want you to take, if you are sitting, I want you to picture yourself standing up without actually doing it. And we're going to go on a little bit of a journey. Keep those colors, that whatever happened with that, in your hands. Know that it's not going to rub off on anything else because these are your colors. This is for you specifically. And we're going to take that stuff with us on a journey. In front of you. And see the images, the colors. Things that are directly here right now. And see the different shadings, the different images. The different colors, even within maybe a tree or a cloud that's in front of you. And again, keep breathing gently and easily. And focus on one particular object. And notice the different hues and shadings in it. Because it's actually representative of your life. You have the many different hues and shades and things that some people can actually see and notice when they focus, like you are now, and some that don't. And I want you to walk toward that item. And notice how you can't quite reach it. It keeps moving out a little bit further as you move toward it. We're going to go for a short little walk, keeping that item in focus. And letting it move in front of you. And as you go for this walk, let that image change just a little bit. Let it become something that you've always dreamed of doing and being, or an object that you've always wanted to have. And it's not going to come in complete focus yet. It's kind of vague and just a general image of that. You know, maybe it's your favorite food. Maybe it's a particular vehicle. Maybe it's just outside in the great land. You keep walking forward. And notice on the other side of that image. A little bit further up, there's a line. It kind of looks like a line of some kind. You can't quite make out exactly what it is. It just kind of looks, there's this strip across the whole area in front of you. We're going to keep walking toward it. And as you walk toward it, that image of something that you want in the next decade gets a little clearer and a little clearer. And again, keep the breathing fairly consistent in your walk, in your journey. Notice how you're very healthy in this process. Everything about your physical being is in perfect shape. There's no exhaustion. In fact, you have lots of energy. There's no fear. Everything out there is very safe. There's no disability. You are fully healthy in this image. In this guided walk. You get closer and closer to the line. And you notice a sign. And on that sign, show shows a very large font, and the words start out as the top is 2010. And you notice it goes to 2011, 12, 13, going around the edges of the sign that you've just encountered. And keep walking. You kind of slow down here a little bit because you're reading the sign. And see what kind of images it triggers for each of those years. See what 2010, 11, 12. What do you remember from those years? If you find that they are not the best thing that you want to remember, that's okay. They don't all have to be happy moments. Just see if you can come up with one image for each year to summarize what happened for you. You may have to come back to this another time to be able to get all those images, and that's okay for right now. And as you see those images, any that you don't like, just swat out of the way, push them to the side. Move toward that sign as you keep the images coming. And notice that that other image is still there of what you want in the future, what you've had for dreams. And I'm sure you'll find that over the last decade of those years, as you look at it, there are a lot of dreams that were fulfilled. Maybe some of them are very similar to what you have for the next year and the next decade coming up. And suddenly you look down and you see you're right at that line. Right at that line that looked so far away before. And you're right there, right on the edge of that line. And you look across. And you see that dream image you had sitting there. And now let it expand to other things and other dreams and goals that you have for the upcoming decade. And before you know it, you have a great big bulletin board. You know, like those along the road. Billboards in front of you. Billboard that shows all kinds of images and things, of things that you'd like to accomplish coming forward. Now, if you have a few things here from this past decade that you'd like to continue working on, go ahead and, you know, take some of those images and toss them over the line into the new picture. And anything that you don't want to take, that's okay. You can leave that right there. Drop it where you're standing. And let it stay there. And I want you to look up at that great big billboard you have in front of you. You know, add a couple words if you'd like. Add some areas where in the future you're able to add a couple more images. In process. Now the next step literally would be to walk over that line. And as you do so, notice that there's a neon light flashing, 2020. Welcome to your next decade. Welcome to the next aspect of your life. Welcome to peace, tranquility, dreams. Welcome to all that you want. Now look at that great big image in front of you. And look across the line on the other side. Notice that those pieces that you left over there are starting to drift away. They're starting to get further and further away, those things that you didn't want to take into the new decade. That instead they are. Yep, they're just drifting back. And you watch them as they get smaller and smaller. And again, keep some gentle breath going in. And then turn and look at the new decade. Turn back at the bulletin board. And notice how vibrant that image is. Notice how those colors start to turn to a 3D image. Notice how those words that you've written on there just pop. Let that image sear into your thoughts for a little bit. See how well that image can stay with you. those things that are there are the things that you find the best in your life. As you kept the best of the last decade or the last pieces of your life, and those things that you want going in, remember that image. Hang on to it. And hold it on as you keep moving forward just a little bit. And find again a comfortable place that you can sit down over there on the other side. And again, watching as the things that you don't want with you drift away a little further and a little further. Find that comfortable place to seat yourself. Have it be the perfect temperature that you enjoy, the perfect weather, the perfect surroundings. Notice as you sit back down, you're even in one of your favorite outfits. And some family and friends start joining them. Those people that you know will embrace you with that image of the upcoming decade. Those that can share a piece of it and who you can share in their dreams and goals as well. You may find there are only one or two people that can do that. And you may find you have a whole theater of people. You know who they are. You know who those most important people are for you. Invite them to join your journey. Invite them to be a part of that dream and to help you attain it going forward. Now ask your own subconscious, your own life being, to remember the good parts of this journey. Those things that you want to take forward, those people you want to take forward, those colors, those images, all of that. And to forget any negative feelings that are left behind are the things that you left on the other side. Again, those things are still part of you. They're what have brought you to this place that you are currently. You can never deny that they are part of you because they've helped form your memories, your life, your being to this point. Just like we can't deny the things that have changed over the years, the technology, the people, the places, all of that that's going on. We can't deny what those things have been for us and how life has changed over the years. Because that is what it is. We know they have become a part of us. We know that they've become a part of our atmosphere, our environment, our world. And because of that, you know, we need to embrace little pieces of that. But at the same time, we can release what we don't want to know about anymore. So, holding on to the image that you want, I want you to come back into this time, this space, this being. You heard the voice that is asking what I was up to and how long will we be. You know, this journey can always be a part of you for any length of time. You can always come back to it. So take a couple of deep breaths, stretch your body. Come back into this time, this space. Because it's not yet the new decade. It's not yet the new year. And you still have a few things to accomplish in this one. And so it is. So we've had a couple of comments come into the chat room. And if that person would want to call in, I'd love to carry on this conversation a little more live at 347-205-9074. 347-205-9074. But some of the comments that came in is that this person didn't want to live the new decade, but wanted to relive 1974. And you know, we do all have some kind of good memories that bring us specific years. And what I suggest is that can be the new decade as well. Except that this person commented that there were some issues about cell phones ruining things for them. Can't escape them, but they don't have cell phones. Twerking, people dressing more provocatively. Says, I'm a man out of time. I should have been born in 1880. I've heard that about some people. I've heard some people say they should be in the 1920s or 30s. You know, they like the fashions that were then. They like the simpleness of life back then. You know, so we all have those good memories, those things that we want to go back to. You know, I've heard of people that are able to go out into the wilderness and just, you know, escape all that technology that they don't want to have in their life. And that's okay. There are ways to do some of this stuff. And I appreciate everybody's point of view. That's okay. Now you can come over to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page in Facebook and, you know, continue this conversation. Because the chat room does close once the show's over. You know, if you're on Facebook, appreciate you doing that. And whether you listen to the show live or whether you pick it up as an archive, appreciate you coming over there anyway. You know, and listening to this show or any of your previous ones and putting in your comments, your feedback. I ask that you be polite of everyone that's over there because everyone does have their opinion. You know. But everything that I've read today is more than welcome to be over there because it is your opinion and that's okay. Not necessarily degrading anyone. So come on over there. He says he's world renowned as being Jimmy Big Mouth. Nah. No. You've got your opinions and they're valid. And I appreciate you stopping by the show to be part of it. So we do try to air on Fridays in Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. You know, watch for our posts and when we will be on. I get to go deal with some laundry, maybe go do some exercise for the day. And get to feel better in my body, in my space, when I get down here on the show. So, you know, for all that there is, I do want to leave you with an affirmation, as we try to do every time we do the show. Had the person knocked on the door a few minutes later, I would have brought her in. But I couldn't interrupt the guided meditation for y'all. And so the it appears I may have lost the internet connection here. I want to give you the affirmation for the week and maybe even for your decade. That would not be nice. You're dragging around that long. It looks like we will have to post the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations piece a little bit later. So let's see. The affirmation is going to be, let's see, what can we come up with? Anybody have a good one? Let's see. My computer's just spinning away here. So the affirmation is I am living my dream decade. Nah, I don't think I like that. Based on what one of our guests said, I think we need to change that a little bit. So I am living my best decade in a manner that suits my style and personality. Yeah, I'm living my best decade in a manner that suits my style and personality. That's the affirmation I'd like to leave you with as we close out the show. And I know we've been trying to stick more to an hour, but have some things to share with you. And in doing that, want a little bit more. So the theme song for Purpose Talk Radio is I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. You can find them at TRUETRINITY.com. Purpose Talk Radio has a lot of old shows posted with it. And you can go over there at purposetalkradio.com and see what types of things are there with some of our former shows. You can send me an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com if you've got any comments, feedback, guest suggestions, topics for the new year. I'd love to hear about them. CINDY@PURPOSETALKRADIO.com. And if I can get back to my studio. Let's see. Thank you very much, folks. There's a little bit of a prayer here that I just love. Dear God, thank you for another day in creation. Thank you for the opportunity today. You're a better man than I was yesterday. And God bless Purpose Talk Radio friends. Amen. I love it. Thank you very much for your help. We also have, you know, hope your day turns out better. Your story turns out better. I'm not going to leave the names on those. Oh, I see. Oh, we have some Game of Thrones friends here. Okay. I do not know. I've got lots of friends who are Game of Thrones. I did not get into that particular show, but both of our guests apparently are, so you all can have that discussion between the King of the North and keeping having things turn out better than Robb Stark's. Yep, okay. You all can keep on that conversation. I'll leave the chat room open for a couple minutes after if you want to continue that conversation amongst yourselves. That's quite all right. There's very few series that I get into because I seem to don't have the specific time to get into them. The recording devices or want to get stuck to TV. I know people binge watch them. They get series on Netflix or YouTube or whatever, and more power to you. I've gotten to a couple of them that I'm able to do. You know, I go back to some of the old shows, speaking of things that I like from the past or that are going in and all you that like from the past. And my piece of that is, you know, things like the Brady Bunch and, you know, some of the more wholesome TV shows. And that's okay. I find them when I can. And that's great. So I appreciate those who are here to listen and share this message and your own with me. Because without having listeners, without having you guys being able to share your opinions as well, there wouldn't be this show. And so I thank you for that. And as we close, I wish you all a great close to 2019, a great opening to 2020, the new decade ahead. And in it all of it, let you all be who you are, walk in spirit moment by moment, fulfilling your own destiny. So I wish you all so blessings, and thank you for listening. And I'll go into the chat room for a few minutes and continue that conversation as well.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.